We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:48 and time for us to find out about the movies that are coming into theaters this weekend. And our movie guy, Mike Mayo from Mike-Mayo.com, is with us. And so this Joker film, I've seen the preview for it, and it's a pretty dramatic, compelling preview, although I have to admit I'm kind of tired of the Joker, the Batman, every 5 years. Is this thing worth even looking at?
In a word, no.
Oh, really?
This movie, it had its premiere not long ago at the Venice Film Festival, and I think Joaquin Phoenix, who's the star, won an award for Best Actor there. I'm not sure about that part. Anyway, it came out of that with just rave reviews from the critics who saw it there. But now there's been kind of a backlash. More people have seen it, not in the film festival atmosphere, and they are just not amused by it, and neither am I.
Now, see, the film festival crowd likes it because they get wine and heavy hors d'oeuvres, and they impress each other with their cluck, cluck, cluck assessment, and they didn't have to pay money for it.
Also, in a film festival, you're just kind of, you want to like things, and, right. And you know that with something like this, you're one of the first people to see it, and so that kind of, I think, puts you in absolutely the right mood for it, and so audiences, films that are there, or films at festivals are just different, and I've had this experience where I've seen something at a festival, loved it, and then later took another look at it and thought, now why did I really like that so much? It was more the atmosphere of the setting when I saw it than the film itself. And I've got to assume that's what happened here, because this is right. First off, this is rated R. You know, it's origin story of the Joker. At one point in the film, he meets Alfred the Butler and the young Bruce Wayne. And we've seen it before several times, most notably in that TV show Gotham that ran for several years. And so there's something that's just not new about this. We know that Arthur Fleck, the main character, he's just this kind of sad sack who lives with his mom and gets beat up a lot, and he lives in this really grimy, dirty city. This movie is rated R for violence and kind of this, urban squalor. It is really not meant for kids. Yeah, I've always said that there are some R-rated movies that kids should sneak into and some that they shouldn't. And this is one that they shouldn't sneak into.
And what about Robert De Niro? He's on my bad list, just as nasty as he is about Donald Trump. I mean, I guess he's a decent actor, but I'm just fed up with his loudmouth obnoxiousness in real life.
Well, he is, this is weird because he's kind of playing off of an earlier role that he played in an older Martin Scorsese movie, The King of Comedy, where he was a fan obsessed with this TV host who was played by Jerry Lewis. Here he is the TV host that Arthur Fleck is obsessed with. And so it's, kind of a weird reversal. And there are a whole lot of references to other Scorsese movies in here, which is really kind of strange for a movie that's a comic book movie. The best way to describe this, my old radio partner, Max Weiss, in her review, said that what some critics are calling the great acting by Joaquin Phoenix is just a lot of acting. And that's what I felt about this all the way through. This is a movie that just never engaged me at all. From the first time that I saw the trailer for it, I didn't really want to see it, just because of the look of it and the whole feel of the thing. And it did nothing to change my mind. To me, it's just one of the big disappointments of the year. And I'm just surprised at the initial reaction that it had, which I just don't understand at all.
All right. Well, we'll see how it does this weekend. It sounds like it's the big thing to see.
Oh, it
this
is.
Weekend. Yeah. Hey, Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com. Thank you. Hope it's a good weekend for you.
It's going to cool down some. We hit 100 here yesterday.
Oh, you hit 100?
Yeah, at the Raleigh-Durham Airport. We hit 100 yesterday.
No way. All right. Well, then that makes us feel like we're, you know, chilling with the Penguins compared to that. Thanks, Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.